This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. In the Collin County town of Copeville, Saturday's tornado destroyed numerous homes and businesses. Two people died near a convenience store and gas station. KERA spent some time talking to residents there. Along this busy stretch of State Highway 78, there used to be a gas station and a convenience store. There was also a daycare center and a feed store. Now there's just rubble. Abdullah Sahur managed what was Willard's Hilltop Grocery. He was there when the tornado struck.
Everything gone, you know. I'm inside the store, I run by the cooler, and everything gone in the seconds.
On the ground, there are only pieces of what was once here. Tires, gas pump signs, lifesavers, a stuffed Ernie doll from Sesame Street. Mike Dobbs is with the North Texas Disaster Response Team that's working here.
This is horrible. I mean, everything's been taken to the ground. There's nothing standing. Several people died right here, and we're just trying to get everything taken care of, making sure there ain't nobody else.
Across the street is what's left of a fireworks stand. Lori Davis drove over from McKinney with her son and daughter to see how they could help. They noticed American flags strewn across the property.
We just stopped here from dropping off all the donations and everything, and they saw these flags down.
In the distance, her son Daniel hoists a flag and presses its pole into the ground. A few minutes later, several flags line up along the road. In nearby Farmersville, First Baptist Church is collecting donations, canned goods, clothing, blankets, pet food. Pastor Bart Barber has seen the areas ravaged by the storm.
You have houses that are missing a few shingles. You have houses that have nothing, just the slab is all that's left. One house that's got a gun safe standing up, untouched, in the midst of just a debris field that covers an acre.
The stories of loss and survival nearly bring him to tears.
I know of three widows, two of whom lost their husbands in the last couple of months, who completely lost everything, lost the homes they lived in for 50 years. And I'm sorry. You know, along with that, all the memories of living there with her husbands.
One of those widows sought shelter from the storm inside her pantry. Barbara says the door slammed shut behind her. When the tornado had passed, she opened the door, and all that was left standing was that room. Stella Chavez, KERA News.